Welcome back, podcast listeners. This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into football stars' rise to fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media pages and all over television. So last week's, we talked about young running back in the NFL, Najee Harris. And in the first week's podcast, we talked about young NFL quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Well, today we're going to talk about somebody who is no longer in the NFL, but had a Hall of Fame-like career many years ago. And who are we talking about today? We're talking about Brandon Marshall. So for starters, who is Brandon Marshall? Brandon Tyrone Marshall, who was also known by his nickname, The Beast, is an American football wide receiver who is currently retired and done playing NFL football. He began his playing career at college at the University of Central Florida. He was soon drafted in the fourth round of the 2006 NFL draft by the Denver Broncos. After playing for 4 years with the Denver Broncos, he has played for other teams as well, such as the Miami Dolphins, Seattle Seahawks, and the Oakland Raiders. Marshall broke Terrell Owens' record when he caught 21 passes in just a single game in 2009. Other records, achievements of his include being the first to have 1,000 receiving yard seasons with four different teams, having the most seasons with more than 100 receptions, having the most receptions spanning five games in NFL history. Some other awards and honors he has won by Brandon Marshall are the 2005 Hawaii Bowl MVP, the 2012 Pro Bowl MVP, and second team All-CUSA football. Other than football, Brandon is known for spreading his awareness about demagnetizing mental illness and what has been himself diagnosed with borderline personality disorder in 2011. So a little bit more about Brandon is early on in his childhood, Brandon was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on March 23rd, 1984. He had a keen interest in sports from quite an early age. He played high school football while he was studying at Lake Howell High School. He also excelled in other sports, which included basketball, trap, and the triple jump. That's something that I've never been able to accomplish in my life, I can say that for sure. After finishing his schooling, Marshall attended the University of Central Florida. He played for the UCF Knights football team. During his college football career, he played a total of 44 games and collected 112 receptions for 1,674 yards, as well as 13 touchdowns. He gave football in college his best in the 2005 Hawaii Bowl, where not only did he have 11 catches for 210 yards, but also three touchdowns and was named the MVP of that game like we had talked about previously. A brief overlook of Brandon's professional career. Brandon, during the 2006 NFL season, was drafted into the Denver Broncos, where he began early in the fourth round. Before the regular season began, he suffered an injury, which sidelined him for several days. However, he was able to return eventually and play in 15 games during that season. He had 20 catches for 309 yards, as well as two touchdowns in the first year with the Broncos. Before 2007 began, Marshall again sustained injuries, due to which he was out for most of the season. He made his comeback on December 13, 2007, in a game against the Houston Texans, which sadly ended in a loss. He caught 11 passes for 107 yards, nine of which were in the first half. In the next game, against the San Diego Chargers, he caught six passes for 75 yards. However, that game resulted in a loss for his team as well. The following game after that, against the Minnesota Vikings, finally resulted in a victory for Brandon Marshall and the Broncos. Marshall caught 10 passes for 114 yards as well as a touchdown. During the season, Marshall showed brilliant form, getting 102 receptions, the highest in his career. He also got 1,325 yards and seven touchdowns. After playing for two more seasons with the Denver Broncos, he was traded to the Miami Dolphins for a second-round pick in the 2010 NFL Draft. The Dolphins and Marshall also agreed to a whopping four-year, $47 million contract extension. He finished his first season with the Dolphins with 86 receptions for 1,014 yards, as well as three touchdowns. During the 2011 season, he caught 81 passes for 1,214 yards and six touchdowns. He also set a record in the Pro Bowl by catching six passes for 176 yards and 4 touchdowns, where, as I spoke about previously, Brandon was named Pro Bowl MVP in 2011. For the next season, he was traded off to the Chicago Bears. Over the next few years, he played for a few other teams as well, which included the New York Jets, New York Giants, and the Seattle Seahawks. On November 12, 2018, he was signed for the last time as a free agent to the New Orleans Saints, but he was released after a month without playing a single game from the team, and Brandon Marshall has then been retired. A couple things about Brandon's family. Brandon Marshall has been married to Mishi Nogiyami since 2010. In 2015, the couple had a pair of twins, and in 2011, Brandon Marshall had announced he had been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, which we will get more in depth on later. In March 2018, in a partnership with the Michigan University and a few others, Brandon Marshall launched a campaign titled Who Can Relate? A national awareness campaign for mental health that focused on ending the stigma associated with mental illness. He also founded the organization Project 375 to help achieve his goal. Marshall has also been involved in numerous legal troubles throughout his life, these including him being arrested in Atlanta in 2009 for disorderly conduct for fighting with his fiancée at the time. He was eventually released on a $300 bond, however, the charges were dropped the following day. In 2011, things took a turn for Brandon. His wife, Mishi, stabbed him near his stomach, and he is taken to the hospital. His wife was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She was freed on a $7,500 bail bond. He was accused of hitting a woman in the face and being involved in a melee fight on March 11, 2012. However, there was a lack of evidence of his role in this incident, and the investigation was eventually closed down. Welcome back, podcast listeners. We're going to continue on our story about our beloved friend, Brandon Marshall. This week, I wanted to take a little bit of an altered approach and maybe stray away from sports for a second and talk about Brandon Marshall, who, you know, we've been talking about, but not necessarily his accolades and his success, but something he's done after football, which has been very inspirational to many, very beneficial to many, and just a very good look for him as a person and the long way he has come. So, going on about Brandon Marshall, we talked about his career and all the teams he had played for, but what we didn't really cover much was that Brandon Marshall had struggled with mental health challenges for years while in the NFL. On Thursday, March 22nd, 2011, he shared his story of living with borderline personality disorder, or also known as BPD, with hundreds of guests at the Menninger Clinic annual luncheon. Borderline personality disorder, or BPD, as people call it, is a brain disorder, said Dr. John Oldham, interim chief of staff at Menninger and world-renowned expert on BPD. It can run in families just like diabetes, heart disease, and depression, and it can take an extreme suffering and produce impatient of functioning, especially entangling up and disrupting relationships with others. Dr. Oldham went on to explain that it is called borderline personality disorder because it is exactly on the border of having a major mood disorder or a major impulse control disorder. He says that two prominent features of BPD are emotion, dysregulation, and loss of impulse control. At the lunch, held in the Hilton Houston Post Oak, was chaired by Jim Likes, regional executive vice president of Origin Bank, and his wife, Katie Likes, chief financial officer at Ascend. Raising awareness and reducing the stigma associated with mental health in athletes are personal for a couple people in their life. Their daughter Peyton was diagnosed with BPD, and Jim's father was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 1971. Why Kate and I could not understand is why children diagnosed with leukemia, the child is rushed to the children's hospital where a team puts together to give that child the best opportunity to beat that disease. But Brandon Marshall spoke out and said, yet when a child is diagnosed with a mental illness or mental health disorder, the child is essentially told to figure it out on their own, left behind, and that needs to change. The lunch put on by Marshall and these doctors raised nearly $390,000 to support Menninger's mission. One fun fact about Brandon Marshall, he's one of the two men named to have played in the NFL in the last few years. And Brandon Marshall, who is currently 35 years old today, was recently interviewed by Deborah Duncan, host and senior producer of Great Day Houston, which airs on KHOU 11, the local CBS affiliate. Duncan has also struggled with mental health challenges, so that made Marshall the perfect fit. Marshall grappled for years before his borderline personality diagnosis. After a series of events, Marshall's agent, Kenny McGuire, told the wide receiver that he needed to go see someone for help. At McGuire's urging, Marshall flew to Boston to receive treatment at McLean Hospital in Massachusetts with the late John Gunderson, a pioneer in the diagnosis, treatment, and research of borderline personality disorder. Marshall states that Dr. Gunderson changed my life, saved my life, and now is working through me to save others. At McLean, I learned that communication was a skill, an art form that was supposed to be taught. We didn't have that growing up, and it was something I was afraid to do for most of my life. For most of my life, mental health has been mental toughness. As long as I was being tough, I had good mental health. And that's the perspective that everyone has on athletes, and that is expected to be explained by them as being their personality. Now, 8 years out of treatment, Brandon and his wife, Mishi, work tirelessly to end the stigma surrounding mental health of athletes with their foundation, Project 375. The organization's slogan, "The way people think about mental health is crazy." Get that. Brandon states, we want to take mental health from a taboo topic to an everyday conversation. It is at the forefront of our country, and we need to change the narrative and break the stigma. People are talking about it, but are we talking about it in the right way? Brandon added that he and his wife have taught their children communication, validation, and meditation, which he called superpowers, to deal with their emotion. The doctors applauded Brandon Marshall for his transparency and that the stigma surrounds all forms of brain disorders. It takes phenomenal courage to seek help, to tell your family the thing you have kept secret for so long, to tell your friends, and especially to walk up to any podium and tell your story. But courageous and outspoken evidence like Brandon's represent the most powerful antidote to the stigma that stubbornly clings to conditions like borderline personality disorder.